How did AMP get away with this deceptive practice until now?
Well, this is the issue. This is a huge issue. I mean, I think that they've got people in their organisation that have been obviously distorted by the culture in the organisation, and they started to sort of fool themselves that this type of behaviour is okay. Well, that type of behaviour isn't okay. I think some executives in the organisation should roll, and I really am concerned about what type of people they're recruiting at all types of levels, what type of people they're developing, the training, and also the way that they discuss ethics in the organisation. I mean, charging people for no services is one of the most appalling things. It's basically, I could make an allegation that's stealing money from people. Not disclosing the issues appropriately to ASIC, which is a bit of a weak organisation in my view anyway, but not disclosing, I think that I could make an allegation that that's against the law as well. I think that there's a lot of people that would be pretty worried in that organisation, and I think it's going to have a ripple effect onto the other big four banks. This Royal Commission is very good. This Commissioner Hayne and one of his key people, Ms Orr, they are absolute superstars. They are uncovering things that even when they had Senate inquiries, they couldn't uncover it. But people, when they go along to a Royal Commission, they have to tell the truth. Otherwise, they're going to be looking at perjury charges. And he can lock them up in jail. And he may well do that with some of the people. I thought one of the staff members, one of the executives from the Commonwealth Bank, came pretty close a little while ago.
Yeah, right. I guess you did mention the executives. What could happen to the executives of AMP as a result of this?
Well, I think that once they start to this is white collar crime. Once they start to investigate some of these organisations, with the police being in there, they start to ask people questions: who knew what? Who was covering up? Who made these decisions not to advise ASIC about this? Who distorted the Clayton Utz report from that solicitor? It had about 20 iterations where it kept on being amended. So there was a distorted report that went. So this looks as though once you start to look at some of these things, some of those board members would be shaking in their boots. And of course, the chairman today, Brenner, did pull out, and that was a very good decision. But I think that she jumped before she was going to be pushed.
Yeah, right. What other actions could actually happen to AMP and other banks face due to their unethical and illegal conduct, do you think?
Well, I'm a little bit surprised that the white-collar criminals haven't been caught there already. There's been a number of people where they have very good evidence that there's been forged signatures, distortions, wrong information given, a lot of falsification with documents, National Bank with loans and so forth. But making investments that people didn't really understand or didn't know that they were doing. So I think that they have to hunt down a lot of those financial advisors and start to see who they were, who did it, and I think they need to lock them up in prison. They have really just, there are tens of thousands of people with the four major banks that have lost millions and millions of dollars of their life savings. And they would go along to a bank thinking it's a safe organisation, but it's a self-seeking organisation with a very corrupt way of rewarding staff for doing absolutely unethical and inappropriate actions. And it is just so sad that it's reached this stage. They should have been stopped years ago, but of course the regulators are weak, the federal government has been weak. I mean, fancy resisting a royal commission like this, and now it's unearthing all of this dastardly behaviour, which is just, it doesn't astonish me much. I've written chapters in books like this. We've got a couple of journal articles of going. I've spoken to Jeff Morris. I've spoken to Adele Ferguson about these issues. We've interviewed these people. I mean, a couple of heroes. I think Jeff Morrison's a brilliant hero, the whistleblower for the Commonwealth Bank. He went along to ASIC in 2008 and told them, and they sat on their hands. Adele Ferguson is a national hero because of the wonderful work that she's done to bring this to light, and also her support for Jeff Morris, who's been a really ethical, upstanding citizen.
It is a pretty horrible thing which has happened to very ordinary people with just all their money going into, well, disappearing, which is not what they want it to do, especially at these banks, which they think is a safe place, as you mentioned. How long do you think it could take to actually crack down on all the things that have happened, I guess, over the past years?
I think until they penetrate the bureaucracy and start to lock up individuals and start to sort of talk about their ethics and how they've actually thwarted the law, until they start to really threaten them with teeth, I think that we've got an ongoing problem. I think we also have an ongoing problem with, because let's assume, for example, that the Commonwealth Bank made about a $9 billion profit. That's 9,000 million. Now, the fines are too small. It represents a minuscule, much less than 1%, about 0.04% of their profit. And it's just too small. But, I mean, when you actually give them huge fines, it actually, some of the shareholders are being punished because they don't get their dividends, and they're actually putting their money into the bank through other institutions, through their superannuation funds or mum and dad investors. They're actually investing because they're trying to get a return on investment. So I think that they've really got to start to look at some of these individuals and sort of say, if you're not doing this appropriately and acting in an ethical behaviour and lawful manner, off you go to jail. Yeah. And I think that's where a number of these people should be. They should be in jail.
Yeah, I guess we've got to really draw the sword out in a few times, but money does, in some cases, speak louder than the law in some cases. What will it take to really, what it will take to get people, get the banks into the right line, which would be jail and bigger fines. But I guess a different kind of question would be, would those things have any impact on the economy? Is there an economical impact of this?
Oh, I don't think that it would. I think that... I don't think that's a serious issue. I think Australia's standing in terms of ethics is going to take a bit of a dip, but I think that would recover. But I mean, we have to have short-term suffering for long-term fruition. I think that what we need to do out of this Royal Commission is basically get Commissioner Hayne to recommend that a number of people are interviewed formally in court about certain circumstances. And also, they've got the great big axe hanging over their head. If they don't tell the truth about what they know, then they're perjuring themselves, and then it's jail for them too. This is the way that it needs to be done to clean out all of this inappropriate behaviour that's basically impacting on society in a really bad way. People are being ripped off by these banks. I mean, if I went into... I work at RMIT. If I went out with my credit card to buy a chair today, I'd probably lose my job. I work for an ethical organisation. If I were overseas and decided that I want to take people out for lunch with a card and we're ripping off RMIT, I'd lose my job. Why doesn't this happen in the banks when they're actually ripping people off for thousands of dollars and they're getting away with it scot-free and actually getting bonuses for doing things that are wildly inappropriate? I mean, there's been some financial advisors. It was proven that they were corrupt, and yet they were promoted, and that's in one of the major banks. And we've got endless examples of this litany of misdemeanours. It's quite astonishing. And I mean, I haven't even got onto the insurance arm of the Commonwealth Bank. That's a really frightening scenario, withholding money from people on their deathbeds and saying, oh, no, you can't have a payout for that. You're dying, so what? You know, it was just... so callous.
Yeah.
These bureaucracies are so astonishingly callous that they are just detached from reality. I think we have to reattach them to reality and sort of say, this is what the inside of a prison cell looks like.
Yeah, really attach them back to the human side of things because it's pretty horrible what they are doing.
Yes, and it's affected a lot of people. I think that we all know people that have been ripped off by banks. They tried it with me. I thought, you've got to be joking. You know, they even tried to give me a loan because I had a. They were going to give my private superannuation fund a loan, which was illegal. One of the banks. I mean, I just couldn't believe that they wanted to do these sorts of things. It was just quite extraordinary.
They definitely need to change their priorities and their methods around swap them around the other way. What's next? I guess is a really quick final question for the Royal Commission.
Well, I think that the Royal Commission need to recommend to a number of individuals, send out a message that they need to take a class action against the banks, where over a period of time they haven't received advice, financial advice, and they've been taken to the cleaners by the banks, so that the banks have to pay out. But I think the Royal Commission need to sort of suggest to the judiciary, let's move in and have a look at some of these white-collar criminals at all sorts of levels, particularly those that have falsified reports to ASIC. There's been a lot of that. And also people that have forged documents, signed documents inappropriately, and I think you need to have a clean out of those people. What sort of ethics are they training people in human resource development in those organisations? How is it that they can recruit certain people and really get them to jump through hoops to join this bank? And then what is the culture that's occurring that distorts these people so that they indulge in massive illegalities? I don't understand it.